Roger and JP is 717.
I came across a study yesterday. I'll share with you next. And it was one in three adults up to a certain age still get financial help from mom and dad. I think when I tell you how high the age goes till, you might choke.
It's higher than like 25.
It's higher than 25.
Oh my.
It's,
oh my.
It's definitely higher than 25.
Talk about it next.
We could play that game if you want to. You want to go to 30?
Yeah, 30.
It's higher than 30.
A third of people getting money from their parents? Or... All right, we'll talk about it next. Roger, JP, BAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 722. Sunny and 79 degrees today.
It's the headline is one in three adults. Come on, guess the age. Under what age still get financial help?
Okay, so we know it's not 25 or 30.
It's not 25 or 30.
Still get financial help from their parents, you said, right?
Yes.
35?
Higher.
Oh, my God. 40?
Higher.
Stop it. 45?
One in three adults under age 45 still get financial help from mom and dad. Let me address that for a moment.
How many people are shaking your heads right now? Like, that's pathetic.
Well, that's crazy.
That's hard.
Let me just preface this, but if you're in your 40s and you're still taking financial help from your parents and something dramatic did not happen in your life,
right,
you suck. If you're a parent and you have a child in their 40s still taking financial help from you, and they didn't have something dramatic happen in their life, you suck as a parent.
It's horrible.
Both ways. The survey was found that one in three adults between the ages of 21 and 45 received some form of financial support from their parents. Market Watch reports paying for their child's cell phone bill for the younger ones is the most common type of aid. With 17 respondents, 17%. After cell phones, food, bills, utilities and cable, insurance are things parents help pay for most often. Mm-hmm. Other young people...
I get it for young people.
Right.
But where does the 45 come in?
It doesn't say. It just goes all the way up to 45. It says, while some may use this as further proof that all millennials are lazy and entitled, the chief executive... of Society of Grown-Ups says it's more of a reflection of the rising cost of living. As you can see, the increase in age does not end with millennials. Student loan debt is a big part of this.
Right.
Rising rent and food costs are a big part of it. Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine taking in your 40s taking money from your parents? In my 40s, I need to, like, I will give money to my parents.
Right.
You know, to help them out when need be.
Yeah. Again, like you said, unless there was something dramatic, some extenuating circumstance.
Here's the thing, though.
I can't see it as just a regular fact of life. Your parents pay for your cable for you.
Here's the thing, though. Well, I think this is about to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is about to get worse. Like you said this morning, you filled out the last student loan application for your kids.
Yeah.
I think when you get all these kids that are coming out with these six-figure student loan debts,
yeah,
I think that number is going to go higher than 45. I think that number is going to go into the 50s because, you know, I know you have this plan. Like, these girls, your girls know that they're going to have to work really hard for 10 or 15 years, no vacations, no nothing, and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they do, but they got to be disciplined. And I'm cutting Kelly off after 2 years. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to continue.
I think you want to cut Kelly off after 2 years, but if...
we will.
But I'll say this. If you see that after 2 years, your daughter is working but struggling... You're going to help her.
Yeah, that's true. But it's, it seems like we'll get there because, you know, so here's what goes on. You know, she has a car that we leased because she was away at school.
Right.
When that runs out, she's got to get a car. It's going to be on her budget, not on mine. So now she's got to get the used whatever.
Right.
Honda CRV, you know, whatever it is, smaller, cheaper, older.
But I'm saying to you,
for her budget, not mine.
If you see her struggling,
yeah,
you're... parental instinct will be to help.
All right, I'll keep your cell phone on my cell package, you know, whatever. Which is really a small thing.
That's a small thing.
But it would count as helping.
It sure would.
Yeah. In one way, it's tough to totally cut this financial rope with your kid. If they're struggling, you're totally right. But in another way, it's got to be done. Got to be. God, 45 is just pathetic.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
726. Here's Ted.
Again, I still have friends that live at home with their parents.
your VAB Sunrise Toyota Long Island traffic, Sunrise Highway westbound loaded into exit 49.
Jericho Turnpike and Westbury at 49 Old Country Road. Select styles. Details and licensure at EmpireTodayStores.com.
7:30, Roger and JP on VAB. We're just talking about this headline story of one in three adults up to age 45 are still taking money from their parents in some way or another. Wow. 955-WBAB. You know someone? Go ahead.
I know my ex-wife still gets help from her parents.
How old is she?
She's almost 50.
All right. Is she a single mom? Is she...
Well, she's not. I pay child support, but if they go to Costco, they'll go to Costco and they'll go shopping, and it's just two of them, and they'll buy enough food, and they'll always bring it over to her house and bring food over and everything else.
Does she struggle to get by?
She's a guidance counselor for the school district. She makes $90,000 a year.
But that's also on Long Island, so, you know, $90,000.
Yeah, but I give her money every month also. I give her over $1,000 a month also.
Well, it's hard to judge individual situations, but if in general a third of people up to 45 are still taking money from their parents, that's a bad thing.
I know.
I mean, at 50, even in her situation, I'd want to be completely independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, Raj? People, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
People aren't wired like us. There's a lot of people that just go along, and however there's no shame in taking, you know, we would look at it as shameful to still be taking support from our parents. A lot of people don't really care where the money comes from as long as they don't really have to work for it.
I know. And the weird thing is, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking there are people who sit in their cars thinking, well, that's mean. Like, they're thinking that that's mean to think like that. But
tough.
I can't think any other way. I want to be as independent. I want to be independent as soon as possible.
Right.
Even despite my circumstances. If you're really down on your luck and something horrible wrong, I get it. But in general, oof. 102.3 WBAB.
Early in the evening, just about supper time.
Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 7:34. We're just talking about the number that one in three adults up to age 45 are still getting money from their parents. There's a lot of situations. This is still going on. Parents don't stop, and the kids love being enabled, I guess. And the even at 45, still getting money or whatever the situation is. It's tough. Good morning, BAB. You got a story? Go ahead.
My ex-girlfriend lived with her parents till she was 44. They died. She never worked a day in her life. Oh. And now she's after me for money. She had me thrown out of my own house to live there rent-free. She's defrauding the welfare system.
How come she never worked a day in her life before her parents died and she got the money from them? What was she doing?
I don't know. She had a kid at 26.
And she was on welfare the whole time?
Yep. Just kept spitting them out, and now she's defrauding the welfare system.
Oh, that sucks.
I got news for you. I mean, I don't have the scientific numbers and the actual numbers, but I bet you the amount of people who are on welfare or defrauding welfare, I bet you that number's way higher than anybody wants to admit.
Yeah. Well, I picture this one in three adults thing.
She had a baby at 26, and I just started spitting them out. And I'm saying to myself, I think part of the problem is she didn't spit them out.
Oh, God.
I think that's a big part of the problem.
Oh, no.
Too much? It's the truth.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger J.
Face. No, no, no.
I hit the sand. I bet you know I'm glad to be back. Yes, I'm
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 7:39. Sunny and 79 today. A third of adults, 45 and under, are still taking money from their parents.
I was very surprised to see the number that high. Like, if you would have told me one in three up to 30 was still getting financial help from their parents, I would say, you know what, in this day and age, yep. Even if you would have told me to 35, well, you know what, with student loans. Well, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying with student loans the way they are and the interest rates as high as they are. And
I mean, I assume the majority of the numbers are 20 to 30, but the fact that it even goes to 45 and it's a third, you know, there's some enabling going on.
Yeah, there is.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What's your situation? What do you got?
Yeah, good morning. I got a daughter going to second year of college. I know she's going to come out with probably $150,000 to $200,000 worth of debt.
Okay.
You got to help them. My son, he didn't want to go debt. You know, he didn't want to have any debt. He actually just went into the service.
Okay.
And, you know what, he says, you know what, let the government pay for my education.
My friend's son's doing the same thing. He's going into his junior year now, and he joined the military, so he's finishing up school. And not only are they picking up the last 2 years, they pick up all 4 years.
Of college, wow.
So he'll walk out of there completely, no loans, no, and wow, the money that the parents already paid for the school is getting reimbursed.
Hey, JP, it's Keith from Deer Park. My son just left about a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. You know what? He's over in Missouri. He's loving it.
Your daughter's gonna come out with 150?
At least.
Dude, that's on you, homie. How do you...
Well, what school she go to?
Pace up in Westchester for nursing. She wants to be a PA.
Okay.
So, you know, we do what we can for our kids, you know. Yeah. And
well, she's not going to start at $20,000. She's going to start at $100,000. So at least she has the ability to pay it back.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's an investment.
Yeah, but...
Because Courtney's the same situation. Same exact.
Yeah. No, I mean, these kids today don't have a chance, you know, without, you know, help.
They definitely need, and thanks for the call, Keith, they definitely need some help when they first get out of school.
The ability to pay it back, yes. The ability to pay it back and have a life, nope.
Well, listen, you can invest in college and get a career that will pay you six figures, or you don't go to college and don't get six figures.
That's not true anymore.
Not always, but it sure helps to, like, for that girl to go to school to become a nurse or a PA, she's got a job for life.
Dude, I know landscapers.
The medical system is never right. The medical system is never getting smaller. It's only getting bigger.
Right,
so they will make the money.
But it's getting condensed. Ask doctors.
But their doctors are losing their stuff. These guys are the ones who are going to make the money. They're coming in and they're going to be making a lot of money. That's the whole forecast for 30 years. So that, I mean, that's a good thing.
Until that gets shrunken. Until that gets shrunken down. I mean, anytime everybody sees somebody making a little bit too much, the powers that be figure out a way to squash that.
Just don't pay $150,000 to be an art history major. That's the kind of thing.
Yeah, you're a dick if you do that. Remember that? We had someone do with some chick during the Occupy Wall Street thing. She's like, I don't think it's fair. I owe $120,000. I went to Columbia University, and I'm a social worker. Well, you're a dick for going to Columbia and being a social worker. You could have went to Suffolk Community.
743.
That's on you and your dumb parents. They wanted to measure their D's, you know, by sending their kid to Columbia. That's on them. Suck it up.
Sunny and 79 today. Ted has a road.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota.